Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'll be talking rural broadband. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing $97 million in 12 projects to provide or improve rural broadband service in 11 states. A person's location should not determine whether he or she has access to modern communications infrastructure, Secretary Perdue said. That is why USDA is partnering with businesses and communities by investing in state-of-the-art broadband e-connectivity to remote and rural areas. These investments will expand access to educational, social, and business opportunities for 22,000 subscribers to help grow their rural communities and America's economy. USDA is making the investments through the Telecommunications Infrastructure Loan Program and the Community Connect Grant Program. The projects USDA is investing in today will help improve the quality of life in rural communities in Arizona, Iowa, Idaho, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. These investments underscore USDA's priority to promote rural economic development by centering around three principles: infrastructure, partnerships, and innovation. Investing in telecommunications infrastructure connects people to each other, businesses to customers, farmers to markets, and students to a world of knowledge. In April 2017, President Donald J. Trump established the Interagency Task Force on Agriculture and Rural Prosperity to identify legislative, regulatory, and policy changes that could promote agriculture and prosperity in rural communities. In January of 2018, Secretary Perdue presented the task force findings to President Trump. As proven by the report, e-connectivity is more than just connecting rural America to the rest of the world. It is a vital tool for productivity, education, and health care. These investments will be key catalysts for facilitating rural prosperity through economic development and workforce readiness and for improving quality of life. Well, a reminder, the 2018 Missouri State Fair opens 1 week from today, next Thursday, in Sedalia. Grandstand entertainment this year includes Montgomery Gentry and Whiskey Myers on August the 9th. On August the 10th, it's Rock of the 70s, Fallcat, Atlanta Rhythm Section, Firefall, and Pat Travers Band. On August 11th, Hank Williams Jr. and Frank Foster. August 14th, it's a Roots and Boots Tour with Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray. The Southern Uprising Tour, a Southern Rock Revival, on August 15th, featuring Travis Tritt, the Charlie Daniels Band, Marshall Tucker Band, and the Outlaws. On August 16th, Christian groups Casting Crowns and Zach Williams will perform. On August 17th, Aaron Watson and Tim Montana. And on August the 18th is Cole Swindell and Ray Lynn. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.